Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio, with Darren Moore.
Guys, I know things are expensive in the UK. I'm doing some pricing. I might go for a visit. Go visit my parents-in-law.
Oh.
And it's very expensive. But did you know you pay half price for your TV license if you're blind? No, but I mean, you're still consuming TV, so you have to pay your TV license. And they're like, well, you're not getting the same experience as everyone else. You pay half price. Also, it gets even better because you don't pay a full TV license. You pay for the back black and white TV license because you're blind and only half price. So you win.
Interesting, they don't just like do a radio,
yes,
like combo option. Radio option.
Or are we talking about like partially blind? Yeah.
No. If you're blind, if you can't see the TV, you get half price.
So why don't?
Because everyone in the UK pays their TV license. There's no grey area.
Yeah, we everyone all also pays here TV do. License. All of us do.
Yes,
also.
Of course, obviously.
We've never
received
a message reminding us.
Another European oddity that is just never going to manifest here is we can't even keep left past right. We can't even do that one.
Mm-hmm.
But in Germany, they have the Autobahn. I don't know if you've ever been on the roads in Germany.
I have actually, Darren.
And it just, you've got people speeding on the Autobahn. There's no speed limit on the Autobahn on the right hand side. You can go as fast as you like.
Doch.
In as fast as German engineering cars. It's wonderful. And no one ever stops you. They are never in your lane.
And like no accidents even.
It's just the weirdest thing. It's almost like speed doesn't kill. Driving slowly in the fast lane is what's going to kill you.
Nein.
Right. But did you know? No, it's four lanes, not nine.
Yeah, that's great.
Did you know that the Autobahn was designed specifically so that at any time, in times of emergencies, they can be transformed into NATO warplane landing strips?
Nine.
No, just the one. Yeah, they are parts of the Autobahn in Germany.
What?
Which can, at a second's notice, be converted into warplane landing strips.
Ah, the Germans.
Yeah, progressive thinking, bro.
They are so clever. They've always got a plan B and a plan C.
Yeah.
Very clever. And then, when was the last time you guys read a biography on Leonardo da Vinci?
It was end of last year.
I remember that bit where they said Leonardo da Vinci was not just a great painter, he was a great philosopher, he was a great engineer, he was a great futurist, he was great at everything, right? Da Vinci.
Yeah, yeah.
Da Vinci.
I am with you.
Okay, now his philosopher teacher died, I guess a silly death as well, he consumed too much watermelon.
Lies.
Yeah, he died of eating too much. No, just way too much watermelon. He was distended and you ate too much watermelon. And he died. The philosophy teacher of Leonardo da Vinci died of eating too much watermelon.
Is this like watermelon death's a known thing?
No, I've never. This is the first one I've heard of. But he was calling for his wife, Elizabeth.
Mm.
And in Italy, obviously, that's Lisa. And he was moaning for her, Mona Lisa. I'm just saying. It might have come from Mona Lisa. I refuse to accept this one. I'm not saying it did. I'm saying, well, what are the odds?
No,
it's
he's
Italian,
trying to be clever.
It was moaning Mona Lisa.
Listen to him. Okay? Shout out to
I'm so
German.
Confused. No. Who to believe?
No, don't listen to him.
Who to believe?
I know, bro. Just laugh. He's trying to be funny, bro.
Between Autobahn like, and half price for blind people in the UK, did it happen?
I just got... Oh, wait, I'm not going to say it in an accent.
Yeah.
No, go on then. You started it.
No, I didn't.
No, come on, Kerry. You've got the listeners all excited. They want to hear you say
20 past
what
eight.
Just happened?
We just got fact.
Yes, you did. Well done.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.